Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
97.1 The Ticket would like to remind you that when you text The Ticket, standard text messaging rates apply.
Let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. I'm going to watch this team. Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. People being named starters.
Uh-huh.
And people not being named starters, we'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones, because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
Throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it? I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to, his face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones this game. And especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously, take the safety because in that time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
Instead
critical
of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two and we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair. I'll say no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. He blows or he's brittle. It doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm thinking if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because
is he?
Yeah. Because Tommy Cutlets. All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite Oakland, in Las Vegas. They liked him because he was try-hard guy, and he fit the Raider mystique. And, you know, but, yeah, in the end, I don't think it's going to matter. Because I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team, and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line's going to get him killed. He's built very slight, and Kingsbury is the king of zero protections. Mm-hmm. Jaden better have his running shoes on, because that line is bad, and right. Kingsbury won't do anything to help him.
Now, what it could end up being, he could become this year's version of a Justin Fields, where he just doesn't have the talent around him. He has enough to win games, but he doesn't have the O-line. He doesn't have a lot of pieces around. He's fun to watch, a la Fields with the Bears, where he would have times where it's like, man, this guy's entertaining. If you just gave him this. But if you're the Commanders, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put him out there.
Well, let's get to it, because...
So what are you going
to
tell me next? Kansas City's decided on their starter?
Yeah, they have named QB Patrick Mahomes as their QB1. No, let's get to that.
I have breaking news, everyone. Live report from Ed Werder. The Dallas Cowboys have named Dak Prescott their starter. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Perhaps Caleb Williams is starting for the Bears.
I've heard that may be happening for the Bears. Let's talk about Bo Nix before we get to my team. Nix was 8-for-9 for 80 yards and a touchdown in his two drives on Sunday. But more than that, he has led a 6 scoring drive in 7 possessions he's played. Why hasn't he been named the starter yet, though?
I think it's just to make him hungry, David. I think that he is the starter, whether you like it or not. It's one of those things that come day one. They want to make sure that they don't give them the pressure, but he's out. Like, he's a grown man. He's got a family. He's got kids. Like, he can't afford to
fail. He's got an AARP card.
He can't afford to fail. So that's why you're seeing him out there, because he's literally out there because I don't want to have to move my family every year to a different city because I'm a backup. I got a chance to win it now. I'm going to win this thing now. And I think he's in a good situation, because I think the coach knows I screwed up with Russell Wilson last year, and he's going to listen to me and do everything that I tell him to do. There is no ego with him.
And he's not a normal rookie, like Rico said. The guy's 38 years old. He's Tom Berenger in Major League.
He's not 38, but yes.
But he's their best option. He's mobile. He's smart. Peyton will try to, like, hand him 10 to 12 throws a game that are, like, cherry-picked. Here's the other thing. I could see a pathway. No, the Broncos aren't good. But with Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, there's the ability to pound the rock. Maybe they can set him up for some play action, some bootleg, some RPO, and he could try to bump along. I mean, they're not a good football team, clearly.
I mean, to me, he appears smart enough to just throw the ball away. Don't do what Daniel Jones did. Throw it out of bounds. We'll punt the ball, and we'll live on for another series.
I love how he says, don't do what Daniel Jones did. Thank you.
This next question is for you, Rico, because I was a little confused about what your team decided to do in the preseason game. I know you're
Brock Purdy.
Yes. I know you're a fan of playing starters, but they had 3 main starters on the offensive line gone, no weapons there, and yet they still played him, and he didn't look good because of that.
Right. Now, I'm all about quarterbacks playing a couple series, and they did, but this was almost like a punishment. Like, Brock didn't bring donuts to the morning meeting, and it was like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're out there. And he was running for his life, and it was just like, Brock, just go down. And Chase Young made that game personal. Chase Young turned it into the NFC Championship game, and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. He was on Purdy from the first snap. So I was happy when he finally left the game, because it's not the if you're going to play your starting quarterback, he has to have other starters out there and not third stringers.
That is In Football Today.
No.
97.1 The Ticket would like to remind you that when you text The Ticket, standard text messaging rates apply.
All right, let's turn our attention to football. This will be Rico's chance to make fun of Dan Jones, and I'm here for it. So, David, hit the button.
I think it tells you I'm right. They're pushing the envelope. Going to watch this team.
Can I just say pass?
In Football Today, brought to you by Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza.
Well, there is a lot of quarterback news out there. Some people being named starters.
Uh-huh.
Some people not being named starters. We'll start in New York. Let's start with Daniel Jones because he looked like a rookie out there. He looked really, really bad.
That
I mean,
throw out of the end zone should be etched on his tombstone. And I don't even value preseason. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's in fact a duck. All Daniel Jones has done since walking in the league is be stupid. And whether he's got an ACL intact or a C7 vertebra cracked, he's stupid. And he continued to be stupid this weekend. So I hear, go ahead. Like, I'm going to defend it. I'm just glad he grew a beard so I don't have to, his face isn't completely blank.
David, I'm going to say three words when it comes to Daniel Jones this game. And especially that throw in the end zone. Mistakes were made.
That throw in the end zone is something a rookie doesn't do.
Mistakes were made.
Throw the ball away.
Take the safety. You know what? Seriously, take the safety because in that of time, two is actually greater than six.
Here's your
Instead
critical
of giving
question.
Up six, just give them two and we'll hit the reset button.
Here's your critical question for Rico's receipts right now. Does Daniel Jones finish the season as the New York Giants starting quarterback?
No.
Yes, because I don't see who you have behind him.
Hard to start when you're in a wheelchair. I'll say no.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Because of injuries, or I thought he was just going to get pulled?
Because of anything. He blows or he's brittle. It doesn't matter.
If he's injuries, okay. But I'm thinking if he doesn't get injured, he's your quarterback. Because
is he?
Yeah. Does Tommy Cutlets? All right.
David?
In no way can it be Tommy Cutlets. No.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. A couple people were just named starters for their team. One, Gardner Minshew. He was named QB1 for the Raiders.
It's a no-brainer. He led a team to the playoffs last year. He's gutsy. He's a leader. People follow him. And let's face it, your other option was Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, I was rooting for Aiden O'Connell.
Go to hell.
I thought that he was a fan favorite in, I was about to say, Oakland, in Las Vegas. They liked him because he was try-hard guy, and he fit the Raider mystique. And, you know, but, yeah, in the end, I don't think it's going to matter because I think they're going to end up platooning both QBs throughout the season.
I think the Raiders could be a playoff team, and Rico's on crack. Keep it going.
The other quarterback that was named a starter, and this was just minutes ago, Jaden Daniels was named a starter in Washington. Did they have any other choice?
I was going to say, who's the backup?
Exactly.
Are they going to bring back Mark Rippon?
I think the thing I get scared about for him is the weapons are great. The scheme is great with Kingsbury calling the plays. I'm just so scared that O-line's going to get him killed. He's built very slight, and Kingsbury is the king of zero protections. Mm-hmm. Jaden better have his running shoes on because that line is bad, and
right.
Kingsbury won't do anything to help him.
Now, what it could end up being, he could become this year's version of a Justin Fields where he just doesn't have the talent around him. He has enough to win games, but he doesn't have the O-line. He doesn't have a lot of pieces around. He's fun to watch, a la Fields with the Bears, where he would have times where it's like, man, this guy's entertaining. If you just gave him this. But if you're the Commanders, you have nothing to lose. You might as well put him out there.
Well, let's get to it because...
So what are you going
to
tell me next? Kansas City's decided on their starter?
Yeah, they have named QB Patrick Mahomes as their QB1. No, let's get
to
that.
I have breaking news, everyone. Live report from Ed Werder. The Dallas Cowboys have named Dak Prescott their starter. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Perhaps Caleb Williams is starting for the Bears.
I've heard that may be happening for the Bears. Let's talk about Bo Nix before we get to my team. Nix was 8 for 9 for 80 yards and a touchdown in his two drives on Sunday. But more than that, he has led a 6 scoring drive in 7 possessions he's played. Why hasn't he been named the starter yet, though?
I think it's just to make him hungry, David. I think that he is the starter, whether you like it or not. It's one of those things that come day one. They want to make sure that they don't give them the pressure, but he's out. Like, he's a grown man. He's got a family. He's got kids. Like, he can't afford to
fail. He's got an AARP card.
He can't afford to fail. So that's why you're seeing him out there, because he's literally out there because I don't want to have to move my family every year to a different city because I'm a backup. I got a chance to win it now. I'm going to win this thing now. And I think he's in a good situation because I think the coach knows I screwed up with Russell Wilson last year. And He's going to listen to me and do everything that I tell him to do. There is no ego with him.
And he's not a normal rookie, like Rico said. The guy's 38 years old. He's Tom Berenger in Major League.
He's not 38, but yes.
But he's their best option. He's mobile. He's smart. Peyton will try to, like, hand him 10 to 12 throws a game that are, like, cherry-picked. Here's the other thing. I could see a pathway. No, the Broncos aren't good. But with Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, there's the ability to pound the rock. Maybe they can set him up for some play action, some bootleg, some RPO, and he could try to bump along. I mean, they're not a good football team, clearly.
I mean, to me, he appears smart enough to just throw the ball away. Don't do what Daniel Jones did. Throw it out of bounds. We'll punt the ball, and we'll live on for another series.
I love how he says, don't do what Daniel Jones did. Thank you.
This next question is for you, Rico, because I was a little confused about what your team decided to do in the preseason game.
Brock Purdy?
Yes. I know you're a fan of playing starters, but they had 3 main starters on the offensive line gone, no weapons there, and yet they still played him, and he didn't look good because of that.
Right. Now, I'm all about quarterbacks playing a couple series, and they did, but this was almost like a punishment. Like, Brock didn't bring donuts to the morning meeting, and it was like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're out there. And he was running for his life, and it was just like, Brock, just go down. And Chase Young made that game personal. Chase Young turned it into the NFC Championship game, and the winner goes to the Super Bowl. He was on Purdy from the first snap. So I was happy when he finally left the game, because it's not the – if you're going to play your starting quarterback, he has to have – other starters out there and not third stringers.
That is in football today.
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.